wonderful Thanksgiving season, it's so important for us to give praise and thanks, not because of the season alone, but because it is always important to praise the universe for the good that is always pouring, streaming, and flowing into our lives. And what we realize when we give thanks is that that praise and thanksgiving is a catalyst for us to bring about, for us to manifest, for us to form and to shape and give way to the blessings that are always pouring, always giving, always restoring, always recreating, always multiplying our good. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks for the appearances of things, because we cannot judge by them. We must judge by righteous judgment. 1 Chronicles 29:13 says, now our God, we give you thanks and we praise your glorious name. The psalmist says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Jeremiah says, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good and his love endures not just sometime, not just when we pray, not just when we open our hearts and realize that God is absolute good, but his love endures eternally. In the book of Daniel, it says that even when he was told not to pray, on threat of being thrown into the lion's den, what he did is that he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. And three times a day, the scripture says that he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. We give praise and thanks and we realize that nothing is impossible, even when we are surrounded by the threat of a lion. Nothing is impossible with God. Matthew 14:19 says that taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke the loaves, and then he gave them to the disciples. And we know that they continue, that good continue to multiply as he gave those loaves and that fish to the people. When we give thanks, our good multiplies in amazing and miraculous ways. 1 Corinthians 15:57 is where Paul says, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 9:11, 12 says, you will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving. This service that you perform in giving thanks not only supplies the needs of God's people, but overflows in many expressions of thanks to God. Ephesians 1:16 says, I have not stopped giving thanks, remembering you in my prayers. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, beloved, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do, whether it be in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. 2 Timothy 1:3 says, I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience as night and day, and I constantly remember you in my prayers. Revelation 7:12 says, amen. Praise, glory, wisdom, and thanks, and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. I praise God for each and every cell, each and every molecule, each and every bone and fiber, each and every aspect of who I am in the flesh. I praise God for seeing myself as God sees me and being obedient to the divine guidance that Spirit blesses us with each and every moment of the day to do the absolute good of God. I praise God for the miracles that are forming and shaping and taking place even as we sit on this call. There are miracles that await us behind our doors. There are miracles that are forming and taking shape in our throats to speak words of divine good. There are miracles that are blessing us with good that is going to pour and flow into our lives with such amazing energy and vision and depth and aptitude that we will not have room enough to put them. There are miracles that are waiting to bless us with divine new ideas, ideas that will flow and flow and flow and bless us. And so let us open up our minds, our souls, and our bodies to be willing to receive these miracles. Let us lift up the divine miracles that bless and express as each and every person on this call, these divine miracles that are blessing and anointing and sustaining our family members. Let us bless our lives with these divine miracles and give thanks for how they are enriching us and guiding us and leading us and keeping us always on that path of good. Let us lift up and bless and encourage those divine miracles that keep us safe in this wonderful realm that Jesus says is neither here nor there, but is right within our midst. This is the kingdom of God. Let us give praise and thanks for the kingdom and all of the different ways it forms and takes shape. This kingdom that has blessed us with the divine presence of grace, grace on this call, grace that lifts us in a realm that doesn't have to be worried about the things that we see in the flesh, that doesn't have to be concerned with politics or presidents or Congress or any way that we tend to express ourselves in the limited realm of the physical. You see, this divine good takes shape in the fourth dimensional realm of grace. And in that realm of grace, there is no weakness, there is only strength. There is no sickness, there is only the whole being of God. There is nothing that lacks or has limitation, because there is the inexhaustible supply of the kingdom that blesses us. And in that realm of absolute good that continues to inspire us and bless us and take shape, we give way to the absolute good of God's miracles that are and that take shape as the love that continuously surrounds us and blesses us and pours and restores and recreates and resurrects and reinvents us without ceasing. Oh, this is a new day, beloved. This is a day when we can open our hearts and allow ourselves to move forward on a new path of praise, a new path of thanks, a new path of glory. Oh, Christ in us, our hope of glory. As Paul said, we live and we move and we breathe and we have our being in it. How wonderful it is to realize that in this call, we give thanks today and we never, ever, ever stop giving thanks. And so it is. So let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you. 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 Have a wonderful week.